N2IQ is KD2AIT. Yeah, I just read your message here. I'm up at camp. I didn't, I haven't been on by much. But yeah, if you'd like to do Tuesdays or Wednesdays, be my guest. If you want to do it tonight, that's fine.
Okay, Jeff, we'll do that. No, as long as I ain't got no conflicts, but I'm glad to do it. Because you, you do two or three nights a week, so. Anyways, very good. All right. Good evening. This is N2OIQ, Met Control for the Black Revised ServiceNet. My name here is Dan. This is held each every evening at 9 p.m. at Boomsville Amtrak Repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater location is 2.5 miles southwest of Boomsville, Jackson Hill. Just to inform you that all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has party all times. It can break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic out there this time? The next Boomsville Amtrak multi-meeting will be Tuesday, May 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Platt Northern Arts Community Center, 106 Scholar Street, Boomsville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur of license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to contact the net, conduct the net yourself. You will find the net free mail on website at www.boomsvillearc.com. Do you have any echo link stations out there that would like to check in this evening? Please call now.
KD2AIT repeater, good evening. This is Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo, KA3TFB Bill in Wexford, Warrendale area. And we've had some rain here today, and we had some rain this morning, and we had a little rain last night. I think we have enough rain. We need to send it somewhere else. Good evening to all, and since I'm first on the list, I can't always say who's out there. That we'll be listening, and I'll wish everyone a happy evening here. KA3TFB back to net control. Over.
Okay, very good, Dave. Very good. Yeah, it's good to hear you in there this evening. And, yeah, the weather is not too bad here. I had it was in the low 70s here today, and overcast all day, but no rain. South of here, I guess down in the southern part of the state, they had rain. But up here, we had nothing up here. So. Okay, Bill, thanks a lot for checking in. This is N2OIQ. Do you have any other Echo Link stations I'd like to check in? Please call now. Any portal, battery power, or mobile stations wish to check in? Please call now.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James late check-in via Echolink from Oneonta, New York.
KD2 FPM. Kevin James, good evening. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, not too bad. I'm hanging out with my dad right now. We just stopped over to Denny's on Southside in Oneonta. Just finished up a Knights of Columbus meeting. We're going to get some ice cream and head out. Good day down here. It was beautiful. Highs were in the low to mid-70s, and we're probably, I'm going to say, at least in the mid to upper 60s right now under mostly cloudy skies. KD2FPM, back to net.
Okay, Kevin James, thanks very much for checking in this evening, and I thank you and your dad to have a good evening there, and you had a visit, Dave, so very good. Talk to you another time for sure. Any other Inco-Aqualink stations that would like to check in at this time, please call now. Also, again, what truck bring you? Four wheels, very powered up mobile stations. Wishing to check in, please call now. Okay, hang on. We'll take all members and guests. Please call N2YQ.
Hey, Sue's out on site. Hi, Dan.
Sue's.
KD2AIT. Good evening.
And 5AOW. Good evening, Dan.
WA2U. Good evening.
Okay, we're having a quick confess. Okay, so we got KD2ZZ, KD2AIT, N5AOW, and WAGU. Okay, we're back to KD2ZZ. Good evening, Jack, and how was everything with you this evening?
Dan, if you call on me, I just got wiped out by the Rochester repeater there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was calling it, Jack, but I understand you have that problem once in a while. So if you can copy me, you can try it again if you like, and too like you.
Yeah, okay, very good. It says, it's just ID, so it was kind of short, but always at the wrong time. Anyways, not a bad day down here. We had mostly sunshine. We had some clouds. There's very, very little rain overnight. I would say not much more than a few sprinkles. We got up in the mid to low 70s, which is my kind of temperature, really. 59 degrees right now, and it is overcast. Other than that, not much to report from down here tonight. 7-3 East to all. KA2000's up. Back to you, Dan.
Okay, very good on your report here this evening, Jack, and hope you and Carol are doing well, and all, we're doing good, really good here. No major problems at the present time. So very good, Jack. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening. We'll talk to you another time. We'll go on to KD2AIT. Jeff, how are you doing this evening? And you mentioned you're up to camp, so how are things up there this evening?
Well, good evening, this is KD2AIT. Yeah, we're up at camp for a few days and had a long, busy day today. We've been boiling down a lot of that sap from the birch trees, and it's pretty much almost the end of it here. And boy, it's sweet. And it's coming to... coming out, still coming out fast, but you got to figure it's about the end of it. They're all budding out up here in camp. But we did a bunch of that, and we did a whole lot of firewood today. Got the old pile from that we set up last year for this year. We got that moved into the woodshed today. Well, I did. I really went up here today. And then I got all this wood that we had already bucked over on the backside of camp. I got it loaded into the pickup and then brought over to the pile where we're going to split it. I made a big burn pile, covered it up with tarps, and it dried, so when we get some nice, week-long rain or something, I'll come up and pull the tarps off and burn it right up. Too dry right now to even have a campfire outside. It's just way too dry. Then we put some fertilizer up on the apple trees, and did a bunch of little camp projects all over the place. It's just been one of those busy days. Anyway, that's about it. Turn it back to you, KD2AIT.
Okay, very good, Jeff, on your report this evening. Yeah, bird sap. Yeah, people, I heard people doing that. And they have to boil it down. It's like regular maple syrup or sap, correct?
I'm sorry, I didn't copy the last part of that. Say that again, Dan.
Bird sap. You said you had some keys up there, you had tap, but bird sap. Then you have to boil it down. It's like regular maple syrup, correct?
Roger, it's a little bit, you got to go a little bit lower temperature though, it burns a lot easier. But it's basically the same process, it's just birch starts later than maple. And so usually by the time you get finished up with your maple, you can start right on the birch, but I know a lot of people are tired of it by then, so they don't want to do anymore. But this is the first time I've ever really done it, so myself anyway. So we're giving it a shot, the whole place smells like birch syrup right now. I had it cooking outside all day today, and now I got it cooking inside here. So it's a fun little project you can do here on the side.
Okay, very good, Jeff, on that for sure. And everything else up there at camp does. Thank you. I had a pretty good day up there. So with all the firewood and all that stuff. So yeah, right now it's too dry to burn anything. Anyways, there's a burn ban on anyways until about May 15th, I guess. But if things don't get any better before then, they probably will extend it. But, so. Okay, very good, Jeff. You have a good evening, and talk to you another time for sure. So, this is N2YQ. We'll go on to N5, AOW. Bob, good evening. How is everything with you this evening?
N5, AOW. Good evening, Dan. Well, fantastic day again today. Real happy with that. Get out. Got some planting done and some of the plants that we started earlier in the season. We got those in the garden and prep for a freeze if it comes along so we can cover it up. At least they're well started and well on their way. In fact, the pepper plants already have some of them have peppers starting on them, so we got those in the ground and a few others and cleaned up the yard a bit, picked up the leaves that we had piled up. My wife did a lot of raking around the yard and got things picked up, or got things piled up, I should say, and I picked up a good deal of it today, so put all of that away. And I had a couple items I needed to spray paint, so I mixed up paint and got everything sprayed up and cleaned up and looking decent again, so good for another 5 or 6 years anyway. So other than that, not a whole lot going on, just enjoyed the day, Dan. I'll tell you what, throw all these days like this at me all you want. Temperature was great. It wasn't very windy. Actually, a slight breeze maybe at times, and that was pretty much it. Oh, I'll turn it back to you, Dan. N5AOW, and good evening. Good evening to everyone on frequency.
Okay, Bob. So you had a really busy day there for sure. Well, you did a lot today. You're about ready to take a nap. And, now I had to do some, I had to do some running around for the fire department today. I'm retired, so I have time to do that, where the rest of the officers and stuff, other members of the department, have to work for a living. So I do a lot of different things for them, and makes my life a lot easier for them, and I don't mind doing it, so I don't mind. So, very good, Bob. You have a good evening, and we'll talk to you another time. This is N2OIQ, we'll go on to WA2U. John, good evening. How's everything with you this evening?
Oh, good evening, Dan, and everyone on the nap deal this evening. WA2U, Kathy and I are doing fine. and what seems to be into the repeater. Great shape. Poor Jack has to deal with that repeater down in Clay from Rod.
Okay, very good, gentlemen. You put the same thing. You and Captain are very busy there too also. Yeah, the weather's fantastic for doing a lot of things outside, that's for sure. Hey, that wood spur you got, that you bought that down there, Bonneville. But they're the ones, that's a wood spur they built themselves, correct? Their own wood spurs?
Yep, absolutely. We told them what we wanted, and they took about 2 weeks, and they built it for us. WATU.
Okay, very good, John. Yeah, because I know one time we went down there. Well, they had an open house down there, I don't know, two years ago we went down. And we looked out there, and there we were looking for another brand that they sold, but they didn't have any stock. But what we ended up buying, what we wanted, we bought a used one. And I tell you, Whisper, boy, you can't beat that, boy. You can go through a lot of wood in a quick hurry, where you're splitting it by hand. Makes a lot of work, but wood splitter, you can't beat it. So, okay, very good, John. Thanks for checking in the scene. We'll talk to you later. This is N2OIQ. We're at the bottom of the list looking for any further check-ins for the Black Advice Service Net. Anybody out there like to check in, please call now. Any comments or queries for the net? Please call.
WAT with a comment.
Go ahead, John, with a comment.
Well, I know some people laugh, but this is like the old person's wood splitter. You know, I told when you're young, you don't. But I told the guy, I said, I'm too old to pick up some of these pieces. You know, you cut them up with a chainsaw and they fall, and you roll them around. But when you have to pick up, it's another thing. And there were some pieces here that were probably 22 inches, because we can put 24-inch logs in our stove. 22 inches, 23 inches. I made up a jig, so they're all pretty much uniform. And probably 22 or 23 inches. And I consider myself a little bit above average strength in picking this stuff up. I used to do a lot of weightlifting. And another guy and I could barely pick some of these up off the ground. And you just roll them over to this thing, and it has a lift on the side. Just picks it right up like they were made out of styrofoam. So it's a wonderful, you still got to jockey them around. At least then they're about waist height, but that's the way to go. Some of these wood splitters, you still got to pick stuff up, or you got to put it vertical. So this thing is large enough where it stays horizontal, but I kind of got a kick out of it, because if I can get it over to the lift, I can just roll it on, and it's just pick it up for it. So I get a chuck off of that. Some people consider a little bit lazy, but when you get older, I don't know. It seems to help a lot. WATU back to that.
Yeah, I hear you. I've burnt wood off and on over the years. But my dad, back home, we used to, he get the logs and stuff and cut them off and split them all by hand. Maybe it's later life, he might have bought a wood splitter, but for most part, he always split by hand and that. And he was brought up that way. So, they nothing to it, you know. You just got to know how to do it. Yeah, okay. So, but lifting them things, you know, like you say. And the whisper we got is vertical, horizontal. So some of them, you know, the young kids, they say, the three way there, I'll pick them up, throw them on there. All right, whatever. I remember doing that, but not anymore. So. Back to you, John, and have a good evening. Thanks for the information. Any other comments or queries for the net, or anybody check in, please call now. Okay, I guess that's it for this evening. Well, I can't call this, thank all the stations did check in this evening. So with that, this has been 2OYQ, now closing the Black and White Service Net and return the repeater to other amateurs. 73 is the good evening, dog, M2OYQ better.
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFB, logging off through the Echolink system. Indeed, a good evening.
Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome as always. Stations can help us.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
5AOW. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
KC2NBU. Good evening. No traffic.
WA to you. Good evening.
This is N to WBX. Good evening.
Okay. Nice call up there tonight, folks. KB2AIT. Hello, Jeff. I guess you're up to your camp there tonight. Beautiful weather is for it, that's for sure. N5AOW, hello Bob. KC2NBU, hello Ray. WA2U, hello John. And Kathy as well. N2WBX, good evening Dennis. Thank you all for checking in, much appreciated. Looking for any additional stations. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3 to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2ZZ.
N2WBX, KD2AIT.
KD2AIT, N2WBX. How you doing, Jeff?
Good, sir. How you doing? I haven't talked to you in a while. How's your spring going?
Well, so far so good. I keep waking up. Been doing so since the beginning of spring, and that makes me rather happy. So how's things going with you? I hear you're boiling down some birch sap?
Roger that. Trying to make some birch syrup. We'll see how it comes out. I don't have my hopes up too high, and I don't have them too low. I figure all the little pieces of a birch bark that fell into the sap will probably add some more authentic flavor to it, but we'll see. We're boiling it down anyway, best we can. Well, I'm glad to see you got going there. I'm assuming it's just as dry over there as it is here.
Yeah, we had a beautiful day today. I've been having a problem with my engine light on the car, so coming on, going off, coming on, going off. I had no idea that the gas cap had anything to do with the engine light, because the gas cap's on the whole other end of the car, you know. So I found out from Goodyear that that might be a problem, so I replaced that about 3 weeks ago, and drove for a couple hundred miles, and then the engine light came on again, so I took it down, and they said they have no idea what it might be. It might be some kind of a little filter. They checked it out, they cleared it, and it seems that I've got some kind of a slow vapor leak in the gas line. So, at any rate, I was able to get it down to Goodyear during the time that the engine light was off and had it inspected. So I'm good for another year to try and figure out what the heck is going on.
It's funny you say that, because the same thing happened, well, not the same thing, but my wife's brand new Jeep, I can't remember what brand or what the model is, but anyway, same thing, and basically they just took the gas cap off and screwed it back up, and within a few miles the light went off, and
apparently there's something going on in there with the pressure in the gas tank or something. I don't know what it exactly is, but there's a sensor in there that checks that. Because, you know, cars need sensors everywhere. I'm surprised there's not one, you know, right on the radio knob. Make sure you're not turning the music up too loud. But anyway, I heard the same exact thing with her car, and, you know, it did eventually, you know, after they, like I said, when they took the cap off, the light went off and never came back on again.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me. You know, like I said, the engine is under the hood, and the gas cap's on the whole other end of the car. So why does the gas cap have a problem starting the engine light? You know, that just doesn't compute.
Well, they didn't want to spend all that money on the gas cap light.
I guess not.
That's funny. It's probably all the things you see. My my truck, I have a Nissan Titan, and as soon as it gets about just under 40 degrees, it seems to alert me that it's under 40 degrees and there's possible icing conditions. And every time you start the truck, it tells you, oh my God, it's under 40 degrees, be careful. And so about 6 to 8 months out of the year, it's warning me.
You're going to have to get used to that up here. We got 9 months of winter and 3 months of bad sledding.
Well, I was thinking about maybe taking it down to Florida to see what it says when it gets too hot.
I don't know. That might be, you might be subjecting it to culture shock there.
Yeah, we'll see. If that's the only complaint I have on the truck, then there's nothing wrong with it. So far, it's been a good truck. But then again, I've had it for a little over a year now, and I haven't even put, I think I got 8,500 miles on it, so not a lot to complain, but I haven't also done a lot with it yet to give it a chance to break down or anything.
Well, mine's a 2004, so I got 175,000 miles on mine, so, but it's been more reliable than any woman I've ever had in my life, so I'm planning on keeping it.
I don't blame you. Oh, all that driving down there when you go down to the city and stuff, so, yeah, that...